Today's shir, Simen Mem Zayin, Sif Ches Tes Yud and Yud Aleph. Sif Ches, V'yesh lehis tapeg, im sagi b'kar kriyish ma'samach l'miyad b'li hefsek. We said the halacha is that if you say the bracha avas oilam, then you can be yotze b'chza tera if you learn afterwards. So the Mechaba says now there's a question if Kriya Shema itself is sufficient if you say Kriya Shema Samach Lo B'yad Bli Hefzik right away after the bracha without interruption, is that sufficient for Birch Zatar? So the best thing to do is to make sure to say Birch Zatar before Birch Kriya Shema so you don't have this shailah. Mishnah Berurah Sifka and Yud Zayin. V'yesh lehis tapeg. The Yesh Loimar, the Kriya Shema havi rak kedivei tefila, kivan she'enu oimer zeh l'shem limud. Some say that Kriya Shema is only like davening because you're not saying it for the sake of learning. V'ayin ha'ber ha'groh sholchech v'pshitus dein Kriya Shema mo'il zeh. If you look in the commentary of Vilna Gaon, he proves that it's simple that Kriya Shema does not help for learning Torah after Avos Olam. Or Avarabba. Achachach matzasi gam came to say for Elia Rabba, shaving came a harbe poiskim and posse came the halacha. Afterwards, I found the same thing in the Sefer Elia Rabba. He quotes many poskim and concludes this way the halacha that Kriyashma does not count for Divetera. Venira, and it would seem, Dimkar Kriyashma la Achaz my Kriyashma, that if he's going to say Birchus Kriyashma and Kriyashma, after the Zman of Kriyashma has elapsed, the Havik Hakarbet Torah. The Gemara says that once you've passed the Zman Kriya Shema, the Kriya Shema that we say in davening is like reading in the Torah. After the Kuli Alma in Serach Lachs of the Varech, perhaps everyone would agree that there be no need to say Birch Torah afterwards, Afilu Imlo Lomar Achakach Miyad, even if he didn't learn right away, because that Kriya Shema, after the Zman Kriya Shema, is considered Talmud Torah. The whole Shaila and Safik of the Shulchan Aruch is Kriya Shema within the Zman Kriya Shema. And that, there are many who say that the Kriya Shema, Zman Kriya Shema, is not learning Torah. But if it's after the Zman Kriya Shema, then maybe everyone agrees that that's considered learning Torah, and would it pater the requirement of Birchas Torah because he said, Ava Rabba, or Ava Salem, followed with Kriya Shema, even if he doesn't learn anything else afterwards. So the Mechaber concludes that one should be careful, Sivkon Yudches, Yesh Lizar, one should be careful to say Birch Zatar before Avos Olam, to Shema Yishkach Lomo Tekef La'achar Tefillah, because he might forget to learn right after davening. If he wants to rely on Ava Rabba or Avos Olam for his Birchus HaTorah, he has to remember to learn right after davening. And if he forgets to learn, then he doesn't have the bracha. So the best thing is to say Birch Zatar before Birchus Kriya Shema. I saw brought in the name of Biskarov, that when a person wants to be Yaisa Birch Zatera with Ava Rab or Avas Olam, then when he says the first parsha of Shema, he should repeat the last Pasuk Uchasavtam, and that repetition of that Pasuk would be sufficient for learning Torah after the Bracha Ava Rab or Avas Olam. And the Rishon Lezion or Basim HaVracha would say to a Bar Mitzvah Bracha on the night of his Bo Bayom. So Zashayla was a Yotze Birchas HaTorah that he said that morning before he was a Gadol for the night when he is a Gadol. Now he's Bar Mitzvah. So he would suggest that when the Bar Mitzvah boy daven Mariv, he should have in mind in Avos Olam that that's his Birchas HaTorah. And then when he says Kriya Shema, he should repeat the Pasuk Uchasavtam, and that'll be the Talmud Torah immediately after the Bracha Avos Olam. Se'if Tes. Yesh oimim, some say, shim hifzik ben birchas haTorah lelimudo ein b'kach klum, that if he interrupts between birchas haTorah and actually learning, it's not a problem. V'hanochom, but the proper thing is, shelo lehafzik b'neihem, is not to have any interruption between saying the bracha and learning. V'chein nohagu loimar, parashas birchas kohanim, samuch birchas haTorah, and therefore the minig has emerged to say the parasha birchas kohanim right after birchas haTorah. Mishnah Berurah Sifka and Yud Tes. She'im hifsik. Some say that if he interrupts, it's not a problem. Tamam, their reason is the davka b'ahava rabba, specifically by ahava rabba, to lahavi ikir brocha lebichas haTorah, Ava Rabba is not really a bracha that was mesukan instituted for Birchas Torah. Ozeinu poiter em kelomen miyad b'lo hafsik. That's when we say that it doesn't exempt the requirement of Birchas Torah unless he learns right away without interruption. Ava Birchas Torah poteris kol hayoyim afil l'lamad achat tefilah shachris ad chatzi hayom. But Birchas Torah that we say in the morning, which was made for Birchas Torah, that would exempt a requirement of bracha, even if he didn't actually learn right after davening until chatzos. For lo dami lekol habrachas she'asa lehafsik ben habracha lamitzvah. This is different from other brachas that we don't interrupt between the bracha and the mitzvah. K'mashal kasev siman reshvav, like we write about in siman reshvav. Tashani hacha, this is different. The mitzvah lahagos yom v'layla. A person has a mitzvah to learn day and night. And therefore, even if he's not actually learning, there's no distraction, there's no hesech hadas. But most later opinions disagree with Mechaber. The maskam adas yeshom hazeh, who agrees with this yeshomim, the lokos of Mechaber rak v'hanochem v'chulu, because the Mechaber's language is v'hanochem, the proper thing. Usfirlu who they hold to din birchas haTorah k'mo b'chol birchas hamitzvos. Ohanenim, that Birchas HaTorah is exactly the same as any other bracha on a mitzvah or a bracha on a food. Tzarech lachzor ulevarech im hifsik tekef achar bracha, that he would have to repeat the bracha if there was an interruption when the bracha was done, before he did the mitzvah, before he ate. Afam yudeh beveirush l'siach daito, even though he knows for himself that he did not have any hesach hadas, he wasn't distracted. The kim shol hiskli daim ba mitzvah, because since he doesn't begin the mitzvah right away, ein la'achakach al malachul. Later on, when he goes to do the mitzvah, the bracha has nothing to attach to. V'chein hiskim ha'prichodesh v'hagro, and this is agreed upon by the prichodesh and the vilnagoyin, v'chein ha'etik ha'chay adam v'halocha. And the chay adam writes this down l'halocha. U'mikomokam nearly, however, it would appear to me, the kiman sheish poskim she'soivim de'ein sarach la'achsel avrach, since there are poskim who hold, he does not have to go back and make a bracha if he didn't learn right away. Yosato, it's better. Im irlo shehivsik acher b'birchas haTorah, that if in fact it did happen, that there was an interruption after birchas haTorah, sheichav in acher kach b'birchas avarab, let's say it's b'zeid de birchas haTorah, then he should have in mind when he says avarab or avas oilom in birchas kriyishma, that should take care of his birchas haTorah. The yilmud ma'at take of acher shesiyan tefila, so he should learn right away after he finishes davening. Look in the Berlocha. The Mechaber says it's proper not to interrupt between Birchas Torah and learning, and therefore the minig came to say Birchas Kahanim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chaf. V'chein Nagman. That's the minig. Hatam Shloshu Pesukim. The reason why we say the three Pesukim of Birchas Kahanim. Sherotzu L'Sadu K'derech Hakoyer B'Torah. The Chachamim wanted it to be like you're reading in the Torah. V'naktu Eilu, and picked these Pesukim Mishum Shiyesh B'Han Bracha, because these Pesukim have a bracha as well. Umutar loymar afilu koydim or haboka, and it's permitted to say these psukim even before daylight. The lo kiyesh machmirim, not like those who are strict. Les or oz loymar elo psukim, who say it's forbidden to say the psukim during the night. Mitam shein nasiyas kapayim belayla, because we don't duchen at night. This is eno. This has nothing to do with our case. The mitam limud anu oymar. So we're saying these psukim for Talmud Torah. The lo mitam nasiyas kapayim. It's not a question of duchenin. Sivkan chavach birchus kahanim. V'nagru loymer gam kain, the minig is not just to say the pesukim birchas kahanim, but we also add eila dvarim she'ein lahem shir, shehi mishnah, we say the mishnah and peya of eila dvarim, u'meimra de eila dvarim she'adam achulu k'dei l'kayim mikra u'mishnah gemara. And then we add the brisa of eila dvarim, so we're saying pesukim, mishnah, and gemara. Se'if yud, im hifsik mililmoid v'nis asik ba'asokov. If a person interrupted his learning to go take care of his business, since he has a mind to go back to his learning when he can, it's not considered an interruption. Similarly, if he went to sleep or took a bath or went to the bathroom, it's not a hafsik. He does not lose his birchas haTorah. Since he has a mind to come back to his learning, mashma, the implication is, if a person does not usually learn, then he decides he wants to learn, he would have to make another bracha. The Magen Avraham writes us, V'ataz kasev lehepich, the taz writes to the opposite. Dimidlo kasev shulchan aruch, the shulchan aruch doesn't write im daito lachzer, if he has a mind to go back. Mashmid the svirle, the implication is that he holds. Dimistama amina davidaita im yizdamin sheyuchal lumud afilu b'shoshin mogel lumud sheyumud. That we assume his intention is that if he gets the chance to learn, even at a time that he doesn't usually learn, the bracha covers that too. V'yesh lahakel b'safek brachos, and we are lenient with, there's a question about brachos, so we're not going to say he makes the brachos again. Eliyarabo v'gam p'imigodim nich tzorchin. Eliyarabo and p'imigodim leave this as a tzorchin. V'gam hagrobe b'yaru, and the Vilna Gaon in his commentary, afshim v'farsh b'shulchan aruch k'magen avraham, Ilon Shulchanor, he learns the Kamagan of Ram, Mikamakal Medina, who mask him besof Sif Ches Ketaz. Lahalocha, at the end of Sif Tes, he says like the Taz. Who Kaper Shavishon Shabarosh, this follows the first few in the Rosh, the Sfili who holds, the Fili Bemisha, Eno Rogulil Mode, in Sir Chlach Salvarach, that even someone who doesn't usually learn later in the day does not have to make the Broch again if in fact he does. Sivkan Chav Gimel L'Sheina. We don't consider sleep an interruption. What's lomit to say? Shnas Arai. That's a short nap. Da'ayinu Shemis Namnim B'miyushov Alatzile Yodov V'afilu B'layla. That means he drowses off while he's sitting with his head on his hands, even at nighttime. That's not considered a Shnas Keva. That would interrupt the Birzatur. Taking a bath or going to the bathroom, because even in the bathhouse or the bathroom, he doesn't distract himself that he would learn later on. And furthermore, even in the base of kisei and base of merchas, he has to be careful with the halachas, like exposing himself one or two tefachim in the bathroom. Or similarly in the merchatz, the inyan she'ela shalom, as far as the halachas of greeting somebody. So even in the bathhouse or the bathroom, he's not distracted from Torah. Look in the commentary of Vilna Gaon. Se'if yuraleth shenas keva biyom al mitaso havi hefzik. The Shulchan Aruch says that if he takes a set sleep on his bed during the daytime, that is an interruption, and he would need new birchas Torah afterwards. V'yesh oimim lo havi hefzik. But some say it's not considered an interruption. V'chein nohagun, that became the practice. Mishdebura sivkon chofei. V'chein nohagun, that became the practice. U'balechem chamudas kosev. The lechem chamudas writes, V'li nir, it would appear to me, shamavarech tavo olav bracha, that if he would make the birchas Torah after taking a nap during the daytime on his bed for over a half hour, Tavol of bracha, he should be blessed. V'chein nag mari mahari levarach, and that was the practice of my Rebbe Mahari to say birchas Torah. V'chein hiskem a prichodesh v'li yarabah v'shem harbi rishon v'achronim, and so agreed the prichodesh in yarabah in the name of many early and later authorities. V'chein kasev hagro, and so does the Vilna Gaon write. V'chein hitikach hayodim lalocha, and the hayodim writes as halacha too. V'after b'prima godim mashma denucha lismig ala minigazesh shel olavarach, even though the prima godim seems to say that we can rely on the minig not to say birchas Torah after sleep in the afternoon. Al kaponim near parshut, however, it seems simple. That if someone relied on these authorities and would say the birchas Torah, he doesn't lose out. Lemais, we mentioned before, this is an example of a case where a person would have in mind by avas oilam in birchas kriyishma of Marev to be yitzah the mitzvah of birchas Torah, and he would learn right afterwards, because of all these shitas who hold that if he took a nap during the daytime, he's mechuyev birchas Torah. If he doesn't want to say birchas Torah because of the minig of those who say you don't may say birchas Torah, so he could be yitzah with avas oilam for those shitas who hold that he does need birchas Torah.